This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about you have a problem with what I say and the way I say it. Let me show you how Jesus said it. And you weigh these in the balance of the truth of God's word, and you tell me who's harsh here, friends. And it's out of love, because everything that God does is love. He is love. When he's rebuking the Pharisees, he's motivated by love. When he's condemning people, he's motivated out of love. When he's healing the sick and raising the dead, he's motivated out of love, because again, God is love. But we're going to go right to the source of the heart, because we got to remember something, friends. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, and that's found in Romans 5:5, sticking to the word. I want to let you know, before we get to that topic, if you want to jump online at any time, you can do so. You can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to. Go to the right side of the page where those 15 articles are there, given unto you from contributors across the United States of America that are in the fight for our freedoms, to hand the baton of freedom off unto our children when we're no longer here. That's what our forefathers did for us, and we are called to be the repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. So that's what we're here doing. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump on live to YouTube. Watch us on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Go to the right side of YouTube and join us on live chat. If you'd like to talk to us, friends, please do. I love hearing from you. Pro or con, it matters not. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, you've heard this before, I'm sure you have. Abraham Lincoln is actually accredited for saying this. You can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I add, and God at no time. Let me say it again, Abraham Lincoln. You can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. And God at no time. Again, I'm adding that to the little phrase that Mr. Abraham Lincoln gave 100 and some years ago. But with that said, friends, I wrote an article this morning called Trump Guilty of Misleading His Biblically Illiterates, His Supporters Once Again. Now, friends, I'm just giving you the facts, okay? Am I name-calling? Absolutely not. It's true. If someone wants to call themselves a Christian, then we're to judge them by their fruits. And if it's not lined up with Christ, then guess what? It's a lack of Christianity. Now, recently, my wife had a conversation with someone who had said that they had not given up on Trump yet. Just yet, they said, right? And I shared this with you a little bit yesterday. I want you to keep in mind that they said this in all the while knowing how many lies the president has told his supporters. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that by the fruit that this administration has borne, that Trump has given up on you a long time ago. Again, if you judged him by his fruit, you would understand exactly what you're dealing with. But because you're biblically illiterate, because you're constitutionally illiterate, you don't know the difference. And this is exactly how they get away with what they get away with. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, the Lord said, of his people, right? He also brings up in that scripture, by the way, Hosea 4:6, that because you have forsaken my law, I'll also forsake your children. Now, just think about that. If you forsake my law, well, if you read his law in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on, friends. If you read the law, the very first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That includes your favorite politician. That includes your favorite sports team. That includes your favorite girl. That includes your favorite child. That includes anything that your heart is attached to before the Christ. We're called to follow the Christ, period. Well, what happens if we forsake God's law? Well, the Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. So they replace God for a man. In this particular situation, friends, they reject the word of God and they take on Donald Trump. Okay? And because Donald Trump calls himself a Christian, they take him for face value rather than, again, judging him the way that the Lord commanded us to judge men. Okay? So I'm not name calling. I just want to make clear that that's not at all what I'm doing here. It's true. Those that are following Donald Trump and believing that he's a Christian, they are biblically illiterate. Period. Okay? Nothing more, nothing less. If that makes you mad, if that offends you, and it brings about godly repentance by the Holy Ghost, then so be it. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Matthew 4, 17, the list goes on. Acts 2, 38. Okay, then so be it. That's my job. Donald Trump professes to be a Christian while promoting what God condemns. And in this particular case, that's exactly what he's done. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. Okay? That's what Scripture tells us. We all know that Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, that calls himself a Christian, he's the one that's attempting to decriminalize sodomy. And the question that should be laid to everybody's candor in this country, friends, and on a global scale is, why is sodomy illegal in the first place? Right? That's the logical question. We also know that Donald Trump is being praised by homosexuals on a global scale, which in fact is true. And I want to say this, if there was one topic in revealing oneself, it's just this topic. Because the Lord does not call sodomy, homosexuality, a sin. 1 John 3:4. He does in fact call it an abomination. When you look up Webster's 1828 dictionary, abomination, it's defined as extreme hatred, detestation. The object of detestation, a common significance in Scripture, over 33 times the Lord condemns homosexuality. Donald Trump is attempting to normalize homosexuality. Okay? So this professed Christian is advocating what God clearly condemns, and his worshipers, his followers, still acknowledge that he's a Christian. Who are you to judge? I'm not judging, but I am giving you the judge's word. Period. And I think the word that you're looking for is, Bradley, you're condemning me. No, I'm not condemning you. You love the darkness rather than you love the truth. Read John 3:18 through 22. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? So I don't know where people got that all mixed up in the scripture, but it's not who are you to judge. It's, Bradley, why are you so condemning? Well, again, the condemnation is not to them that believe or those that go to the light. It's those that love the darkness and stay in the darkness and run from God. Those are the ones that are condemned, friends. Okay? So I want to make clear, friends, what we're talking about here. And we'll talk about it right on the other side. I'll close it up. Trump guilty of misleading his biblically illiterate supporters once again by advocating what God clearly condemns. Apparently, they didn't get the scriptural memo.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about Trump. Let me say it this way. If you're interested in what the Word of God has to say, then Donald Trump is guilty of misleading his biblically illiterate supporters once again. Oh, and folks, I guarantee you that he has on his evangelical board, biblically illiterates, guaranteed. Just like those that are around him, friends, in so many different fronts and cases, they're just constitutionally illiterate. There's no question about it. Donald Trump's talking about our purified democracy. Woo! Apparently he hasn't taken time to peruse that U.S. Constitution, huh? But I'm talking right now about Trump guilty of misleading his biblically illiterate supporters once again. By the way, it's not the fault of Donald Trump. It's the fault of those that are following Donald Trump and that tolerate Donald Trump that are guilty, okay? So I'm not blaming Donald Trump. Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is, okay? He's the point man. He's the front man. He's the head clown in the circus of politics, leading the show on while the American people, namely his followers and his worshipers, are being stripped of their God-given rights. Don't doubt a word that I'm telling you, friends. And if you'd like to challenge that, again, I would love to hear from you. I'd love new information on the show that I haven't received yet. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I was just predicating this conversation upon Abraham Lincoln when he said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. And I'm bringing up scripture about how Donald Trump professes to be a Christian while promoting what God condemns. His followers don't know the difference because they don't know the Word of God, yet they profess to be Christians. That's a lack of Christianity. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. Period. We know that the president is attempting to decriminalize sodomy, and the question that the American people and those on a global scale should be asking is, why is sodomy illegal? Well, look at their end aim is, friends. right? Then we have homosexuals on a global scale praising Donald Trump. Well, you've been led to believe that he's a Christian and that you've been led to believe that he's going to, you know, basically do away with the very things that he's advocating even now. What are you talking about? I'm getting to that in just a moment, okay? And I just shared, friends, that if there's one topic in revealing oneself, it's just this topic. Because the Lord does not call sodomy a sin. He doesn't smile down upon it, friends. 1 John 3:4, he calls it an abomination. And then I defined abomination in Webster's 1828. Extreme hatred, detestation, okay? The way of the wicked, this is Webster's 1828. This is what's found in there. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 15:8. So Donald Trump's biblically illiterates are praising him over the word of God by rejecting the word and taking on Donald Trump. And then the Lord comes behind it and says that the way of the wicked, those that know to do right but they choose to do the wrong, is an abomination to the Lord. Okay, so here we have it. Leviticus 18:22 and 32 other scriptures condemning homosexuality. Listen carefully. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Now, I'm saying all of this to say this, friends, because this last charade coming from this administration, I just scratched the surface of it yesterday. I just got to the tip of this mountain concerning this administration because, friends, what they love to do is the Supreme Court loves to play off what the president, he condemns it, right? And then the Supreme Court comes in and they justify, right? This is nothing new. It happens all day long in this country. Yesterday, I shared with you, friends, during the break, we heard during the time that this was taking place to divert and to distract his followers from the facts, they were talking about how the Second Amendment hasn't been brought up in a while, and why isn't it being challenged, this, that, and the other thing. Well, the administration's not putting up with it, when in fact, he's doing just the exact opposite, because we know that 55 new unlegislative bills have been passed, stripping the American people of their God-given rights through a majority of governors in the United States, namely 26 of them, that just happen to be, guess what, friends, the good guys, as they're sold to you, the Republicans. A majority of them are Republicans stripping you of your God-given rights. And I also shared with you yesterday that a majority of the rights of the American people have been stripped under the guise of Republican presidents. This is the danger, friends, not only of following your favorite politician, but also party spirits that we were warned of by our founding fathers. John Adams, President Washington, the list goes on. I can do a show on that sometime in the near future. But what just took place yesterday, while they were distracting you, thinking about the Second Amendment and how great Donald Trump is, people aren't paying attention to what he's actually doing. Nobody's paying attention to the fruit that's hanging from his wicked branches, right? Well, this one that I'm highlighting right now is just yesterday. Trump accepts sweeping pro-transgender SCOTUS decision, calls it very powerful. Very powerful, he said. But what you don't know is the ruling could force churches to recognize same-sex marriages and open restrooms and changing rooms to gender-confused individuals. I just want to set the record straight. And I want to make real clear, people, just because somebody calls themselves a Christian doesn't make him a Christian. Okay? Over and over, Jesus continuously tells us, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. And we need not be deceived, friends, even by his followers that will defend him tooth and nail. I want to tell you something. They're not defending Donald Trump. They're defending themselves. And namely, what they're defending is their idolatry, and they're defending, friends, the indefensible. I mean, this is just, it's embarrassing, is it not? I'm just thinking of a quote right now by Martin Luther and porcupines. Well, what are you talking about, Brad? Porcupines. Right? He said that that basically porcupines defending quotes. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for. Forgive me. Defending. Just got a thought, friends. I want to bring this out because I think it's worth it. But he said, basically, trying to defend sin is trying to defend yourself from poking at a porcupine. It's just not going to work, right? And, yeah, for some reason, it's not pulling up right now. I do have it on my back end, and I will check it out in just a couple minutes, and I'll bring the actual code up for you. But I think you get the point. Now, I want to jump to another topic really quick because it just came up. And it is a topic of It's a topic concerning the coronavirus, but this is good news. This isn't bad news, just for the record. And I've been on, if you've ever heard of Steve Deese before, I've been on his show several times. He's been on our show. He's out of Iowa. He's got his own radio program now. And Steve is thinking on the lines of what we've been pushing for a long time on this radio program. Now, I shared with you, friends, that I did an article at the beginning of last month. And I got 277,000 shares just in a couple days on this article. And the article was named, "If You Want to Make America Great Again, Then You're Going to Have to Cause Corrupt Politicians Fear the Consequence Again." Which is a great sign that Americans across the boards from coast to coast, they want justice. Okay, because God has put that in our hearts. If you don't want justice, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Furthermore, when you go to Isaiah 26:9, it says this, "For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." Well, concerning the coronavirus, what Steve brought up was the fact that, and I'm going to play this for you so you can weigh this out in the balance, but you know how I've been talking about criminal fraud and how Anthony Fauci and others, this administration, his coronavirus task relief team, so on and so forth, they're all working with Bill Gates, and we also know Anthony Fauci's on Bill Gates' board. We know what they're pushing for, and we're seeing the power with mask off of those that are controlling the politicians. And we know Donald Trump gave free hand to Bill Gates. But I don't see in the Constitution where Bill Gates has now become the president of the United States of America. Nobody voted amen. But it shows you, again, the powers that be controlling the politicians that we see on a 24/7 basis. And I've said it a million times, friends, if you want to stop special interests, then you deal with corrupt politicians. And the only way to do that is to bring forth judgment. Well, Steve Deese had brought up that all of these people that are perpetuating criminal fraud through COVID-19, namely the governors, you ready for this? Should be in prison. At least. That's exactly right. They should be in prison. So what I'm going to do is I'm teeing this up for you right now, and when we get back, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play Steve Deese's piece for you so you can hear what's starting to track, what's starting to, where the rubber meets the road, what's starting to take ground across the United States as people are beginning to think a different way now. They're beginning to understand that if we don't listen, we're all subject to the law. The law applies to every single one of us. Nobody's above the law. People are beginning to finally figure this out. And I'm encouraged by this because if we have a guy like Steve Deese, he's a cool guy, by the way, but if we have a guy like Steve Deese starting to talk about prison, I think we're going the right direction, friends, because sending the message of judgment to those that represent we the people, law applies to all of us and there's consequence if you break that law. I'm deeply encouraged by it, and I'm going to play that audio right when we get back because it's the message that us as a whole in this country, all 330 million of us, minus 1.7% of the population, need to begin to send and actually execute upon the heads of the wicked, because we know that Donald Trump is not going to prosecute those politicians that he promised that he would. We'll be right back on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Republicans are unveiling a police reform plan. The plan would push police departments to ban the use of chokeholds and also create a national database for police officers who have been in trouble before for using excessive force. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says now is the time to act.
We believe that our policy positions are one that brings the communities of color into a position of stronger understanding and confidence in the institutions of authority. And we believe that it brings our law enforcement community to a place where they have the resources necessary to de-escalate some of these situations.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with China's foreign policy chief in an effort to address ongoing tensions between the two nations. Much of that tension revolves around coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. U.S. home construction rebounds in May after steep declines caused by the coronavirus shutdowns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Commerce Department says new homes were started at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 974,000 last month after steep declines in April and March. At 83,000 more starts than April, it amounts to a 4.3% month-to-month increase. But the increase was about 25,000 starts below the number that analysts had predicted. And despite record low mortgage rates, construction activity is still over 23% below last year's pace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Bolton's new book is the subject of a legal battle involving the White House. The Trump administration wants a federal judge to stop the publication of Bolton's memoir, which is set to be released next Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm still trying to pull up this quote, friends. It was said right, but I want to give you the exact quote. It's by Martin Luther, and I'm still digging this up, but in the meantime, I want to play some of this audio for you. By the way, if you want to watch us live, you can do that now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto the page. Go to the right side of the 15 articles on the left. You'll see YouTube there. Click onto it. Join us on live chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. We're right on the front page. Click us on. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have Steve Deese. Again, we've been on his show several times. He's a cool guy. We've been on his show as well. And he's now talking about throwing these people in prison, friends. And I want you to listen carefully, because this is the resolve that the American people are looking for. Because without sending the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, this is going to happen again. And they've been teeing this up for a long time, friends, as you well know. Again, listen to this. All of these people should be in prison. This is Steve Deese. Listen carefully.
I want to present to you this morning a list of people who should all be in prison. All the people I'm about to name and give you, all of them, every last one of them, should be behind bars. Here's why. Almost two-thirds of all coronavirus deaths in America, 62%, have occurred in six states: Connecticut, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Yet collectively, these six states only account for 18% of the total U.S. population. So what happened here? Why was there so much more death there in these six states compared to everywhere else? Because since early April, a majority of deaths nationwide from coronavirus have occurred in long-term elderly care. And those were the six states whose governors ordered their nursing homes
Listen carefully.
To repopulate their facilities with COVID-19 infected. These are their names. Get to know them. These are the governors. Lamont in Connecticut. Baker in Massachusetts. Whitmer in Michigan. Murphy in New Jersey. Cuomo in New York. Wolf in Pennsylvania. They are the six governors that made this morally reprehensible decision that killed thousands. But they're also not alone. On March 13th, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which was charged with implementing CDC guidelines for the handling of COVID-19 within our nation's nursing homes, issued a memo that day that included the following guideline, and I quote, "Nursing homes should admit any individuals that they would normally admit to their facility, including individuals from hospitals where a case of COVID-19 was or is present." Unquote. The guideline goes on to instruct nursing homes to install a separate wing for those coming and going from the hospital to be observed for 14 days to see if they exhibit symptoms. So this instruction was clearly meant to encourage states to risk readmitting COVID-19 infected into their nursing homes.
Manufacturing deaths.
The memo was issued by this man, David R. Wright, the director of CMS Quality and Safety Oversight. He, along with everyone else in the organization who signed off on this, should also be criminally prosecuted.
At least, friends.
So the governors implemented this morally reprehensible policy. They should all be impeached and then prosecuted.
That's right.
The CMS instructed it, and everyone in their chain of command should be criminally prosecuted.
That's right.
But who inspired it? Where did the original idea for this heinous policy, one of the worst? This is our generation's Agent Orange, folks. This is our generation's MKUltra. This is our generation's Japanese internment camps. One of the absolute most morally reprehensible policies in American history. And certainly one of the worst of this era. Where did this idea come from? That we had to reinfect nursing homes with COVID-19 infected? It came from here. The IHME model from the University of Washington and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was taken as gospel and used by Drs. Fauci and Birx to convince President Trump to extend the lockdowns 30 days beyond the original 15 days to flatten the curve. We could write an entire book on all the wrong projections made by this trash model, which enslaved this country all spring. For example, IHME told Governor Cuomo his state was going to need 140,000 hospital beds to deal with this pandemic. We only have one city in Iowa. My whole state only has one city with more than 140,000 people in it. And that's how many hospital beds IHME told governors like Cuomo they were going to need. Yep. Except what actually happened is Governor Cuomo then emptied his hospitals, anticipating this was the stand, and that included repopulating nursing homes with discharged COVID-19 infected. This is also why these other governors, they did it for that reason, too. We had to empty the hospitals. We have to clear the deck. It's the end of the world. Except here's what actually happened in New York. New York never needed more than 19,000 hospital beds, even at the pandemic's peak. Now, that is still a serious outbreak, but not one that turned
That's
the state into Lombardy,
either,
Italy,
though,
by any means.
Yeah.
They were never close to being completely overrun, as IHME warned. Now, I tried to find, is there a benefit of the doubt for these governors that they took a terrible suggestion and ran with it? But here's the problem with offering that to them. These same governors also said, take the healthy children and send them all home from school. Take the healthy adults, close down all their businesses and send them home from work. So on one hand, you thought that this was potentially devastating enough that you had to send the healthiest populations home to be quarantined. But then on the other hand, you recklessly chose to reinfect the most vulnerable populations? How do these instincts, how do they jive?
Hail Hydra.
Exactly. You cannot reconcile these instincts.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so you get the point, friends. People are beginning to talk about justice now. They're beginning to talk about prosecution of these governors that went along with the narrative. Friends, this should come as no surprise. They're manufacturing deaths. By the way, the stats that he had in New York, they're unverifiable, just for the record. We know that through Todd Starnes. There's not one person in the hospital to be tested. The media was blowing it up to be something that it wasn't. He took the time from Fox News. Todd Starnes went down, and he found that there was not one person in line. It's completely fabricated, completely manufactured. And now we have individuals on the mainstream, friends, now beginning to talk God's language. You want a clean house? The way to do that is to bring judgment upon them. They're not above the law. This should come as no surprise to anybody listening to me right now due to the fact that these are the same individuals that advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. By the way, I'm not just blaming them. I'm blaming the people that allow them to do that as well, because the American people are accomplices to corrupt politicians that tolerate them. There's no question about it. But folks, this is a great first start. People are going to begin to demand justice across the United States of America concerning their said politicians for perpetrating criminal fraud on the American people. Again, what begs the question is, how long will the American people put up with this? It's unjustifiable, unverifiable. There's nothing that they can do to convince the American people that this coronavirus was legitimate, because we have information, friends, all the way back to 2003 that they were forecasting. They were desensitizing. They were indoctrinating the American people as to what was coming down the road. And now what's happening is it's starting to come back to the people that, wait a second, we've been lied to. Wait a second, they're aiming at the older generation. Wait a second, it's our said representatives that are doing this. Folks, this is stuff that we have highlighted for years concerning the coronavirus since its inception, friends. And we've exposed it every step of the way. This is exactly why the big tech companies are trying to give cover, and the media is trying to give cover to these criminal politicians that are trying to wield more control over its subjects, you and me. And the only way that they're going to do that is if we remain stupid and ignorant, friends. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and it's exactly what they mean to do. But here's the remedy. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. The American people, like their forefathers, we must learn from their example by dealing with corruption in government, because that is the answer that the American people are looking for. Rest assured. Why? Not because I said it, but because the Lord said it, and it's true. How do you deter evil, friends? Proverbs 16:6. How do you teach them the fear of the Lord? You teach them not to commit crime before God, and it puts the fear of God through consequence to the others at large not to commit the crime. And until we learn that lesson as a people, friends, that law applies to all of us. Well, let me tell you this, all the more those that are to represent we the people. Friends, people are beginning to stand up across the United States of America saying, we want justice. Well, you're not going to get justice from those that are supposed to administer justice in this country, because they're the ones perverting justice. They're the ones creating crimes on so many different levels. You know it, and I know it. And we need to get back to reality here, friends. If we want heaven on earth, then we need to do His will here on earth as it is in heaven. And if we truly love the Lord God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're not going to tolerate the crimes from anybody, regardless of who it is. I mean, the message right now is, listen, we're not going to tolerate corrupt cops. That's right. That's good. We don't change the whole police force because of that, because most part, they're all 90% of them are good guys, right? But the fact of the matter is, until we get the little leaving out of the lump concerning our governors, our mayors, and other representatives in their capacities, nothing's going to change. And I want change, and I know that you want change, and if they ain't going to bring it, we will.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I need to get over to this because this is my main topic. You have a problem with what I say, friends, and the way I say it? I want to show you how Jesus said it. Psalm 109, verse 4 through 5 said, "For my love, they are my adversaries." This is King David. Jesus was the seed of David, right? And so are we. "But I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good." They rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And hatred for my love. Isn't it interesting how the world's got... Well, actually not the world, but the professed church has got the world loving on Jesus. And yet Jesus says, "You're going to be hated of all men for my namesake." Something's backwards. What is it? Love. That's the very essence, the pith and the marrow of the message, because God is love. Do you remember in John 15 when Jesus said, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Why would they persecute Jesus if he were actually the embodiment of what the professed church has made him out to be today? I mean, I've heard it said before, and it's true. If Jesus preached the message that modern-day preachers preach today, they would have never been crucified. It's exactly right. But again, John 15:20, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me," Jesus said, "they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also." Again, remember, Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall be hated of all men for my namesake." Luke 21:17. You know, professors today, friends, if you even talk about them, they capitulate. They hide. They cower. They go to their little own closet space, right? Their little safe zone. And then you wonder why it's happening in colleges today and you call them snowflakes. Well, where'd they learn that from, friends? The professed Christians of the day, which in fact, again, is a lack of Christianity. Now, I bring this up today because of the foolishness of the biblical illiterates that know the difference. I'm sorry, know not the difference when attacking me for preaching God's word to them by saying such things as, "You're preaching hate." Just got one the other day. Bradley, you're ignorant. You're preaching hate. Well, listen, then show me where I'm in error. 1-866-582-9933. First of all, I want to say this. You didn't talk me into my faith. And you or no devil in hell is going to be able to talk me out of my faith. You're a fool for your pains. And if your version of love is in inaction, then I'd hate to see your version of hate. Because I want to say this. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. Love is in action. It's a demonstration of my love, which worketh by faith, by the way, to the world. To be a repairer of the breach, seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10, and the first scripture was Isaiah 58:12. And the people that attack my ministry, those that say such things like "you're preaching hate," or "this isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ," well, I look at their gospel and I can't find one. I look at their Christianity and I can't find Christ because there's no witness of the Holy Ghost in their lives. See, hate to them is exposing them for who they really are. So what do? They shoot the messenger. That's exactly right. It's exactly what they do. I want you to think about this, friends. When people say such things as "you're preaching hate," or such things as "it is the way that you say it," because I've heard this one too. As a matter of fact, about 3 weeks ago, I got one from a lady saying, "Oh, I just love your show, but I don't like when you get all built up." Really? Really? Hey, listen. I'm a part of my message because without the Holy Ghost, I'm nothing. Just like Jesus said, "You can do nothing without me." That's exactly right. You know, the Bible, in contrast, says, "As he is, so are we in this world." The Bible also talks about Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. We love your appearing. Absolutely. And what did Jesus appear to do? To destroy the works of the devil. Guess who hates Jesus? Those that live their own carnal lives. And usually they're the ones to point their finger back at me or ministers or preachers such as myself for telling them what they don't want to hear because they know it's true. See, they hate the truth too. You know, Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 23:9, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" I want you to remember something, friends, that Scripture tells us that the righteous are bold as lions. The Christians are bold as lions. When's the last time you've seen that in America? 1-866-582-9933. The Bible says the righteous are bold as lions. Yes, women, I know. I know the wives listening to me right now. They're still looking for that man. They can't find him. Because the only thing they have is a coward and a capitulator who acts like a hard guy sitting in front of the television watching a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball wearing tights. I know who they are. I understand. And I sympathize with you because I get to deal with these cowards all day long, friends. And they think they're saved. They've deceived themselves into believing that they're really saved. Again, the Bible says in Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are bold as lion. Bold is defined as forward to danger. No, they're the first ones gone when the wind blows the wrong way. Is that right? Oh, yeah. John 7:26 says, "But lo," this is what people said of Jesus when he spoke. "He speaketh boldly, forward to danger, and they say nothing unto him." Then they said, "Do the rulers know that indeed that this is the very Christ?" They were acknowledging that that was the Christ because nobody spake or spoke like Jesus. King James Version. Right? Oh, by the way, Revelation 5:5 tells us that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Did you hear what I said? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. It didn't say anything about him being the chicken of the tribe of the cowardice. No, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever seen a lion cower before? No, neither have I. They call him the king of the jungle, right? Well, this is my king, and his name is Jesus, and my Bible tells me that he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And when you're born of his spirit, guess what? You act just like your big brother. You act like your father, right? As he is, so are we in this world. When you go to Matthew 7:29, the Bible tells us, and he taught them as having one as having authority, and not as the scribes, the doctors of the law. Right? They had a head knowledge, but they weren't moved by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. See, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. They had the letter in their head, but they didn't have God in their hearts. And don't forget, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Furthermore, when you go to John 2:15 through 17, it says, now this is Jesus, right? And what are we talking about right now? You have a problem with the way that I say it? Let me show you how Jesus said it, and let me also show you how Jesus did it. John 2:15 through 17, I love this, Lord. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep, he drove out the oxen, and he poured out the money changers and overthrew all of the tables. Can you imagine that today, friends? Oh my goodness, they would denounce him, they would condemn him, they would persecute them. Well, let me tell you something, friends, they are. Because he's alive forevermore. They attack his servants today. The Bible tells us that Jesus said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remember that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. He's jealous over his Father's word and his Father's way. And his temple, for he is it. In Matthew 23, the Lord spent 39 verses rebuking the religious hypocrites. Did you hear what I said? For 39 verses just in Matthew 23. That's where I'm at right now in Matthew. In Matthew 23 alone, 39 verses, the Lord took the time in rebuking the hypocrites of the day. And guess what his servants do? They do the same thing. They call them out for who they really are. And guess who hates them? Guess who persecutes them? Guess who cries out, crucify him, crucify him? Guess who talks about them? Guess who mocks them? Right? Folks, same thing happening today. Nothing's changed. In conclusion, there are also verses for those who do not want to listen to the warnings, because this is what I'm going to give you in conclusion. Because somehow or another, these same hypocrites, pretenders is what hypocrites defines out to be, think that it is hate to warn them to flee from the wrath to come, which is found in Matthew 3:7, by the way, and love to overlook their impending dangers. No, love warns. Do you understand? Love warns. This is a version of love they've never heard before, because they haven't heard it for 60 years in this country. Well, if they took the time to read the Word of God and they had the Holy Ghost, they know that they'd be directed and led to go just the exact opposite direction. Listen to what Jesus said in ending. Luke 13:34 through 35. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, let me say it this way. O America, America, which killeth the prophets and stoned them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Again, friends, the message that Jesus demanded his servants to preach was and is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just setting the record straight. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.